This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Hello and welcome to Sounds Choral, a program that seeks to present the vast body of choral repertoire in a way that is intelligible, relevant, entertaining, and uplifting. I'm your host, Ryan Brando, the Artistic Director of Amor Artis, Princeton Pro Musica, and the Monmouth Civic Chorus. With Memorial Day just behind us, I thought we'd listen to some music about war and remembrance, music that draws together poetry born of the recurring human reality of war and its counterpart, a perennial struggle for peace. Music and war have always gone hand in hand, from the ram's horn trumpets of the ancient world to the bugles and fifes and drums of the wars fought on American soil. The instruments themselves and the martial music that they play have become a part of war's iconography and imagery. The same stirring sounds can signal the beginning or the end of conflict. Battle cries and calls to arms sound a lot like the fanfares of triumph. In times of peace, on the other hand, music can soothe and can orally illustrate reconciliation and harmony. The best war music has stirred thousands of hearts in solemn tribute to those who have sacrificed for others' sake. But as we all know, and sometimes are painfully reminded, words like troops and forces reported on the news are actually referring to individual young men and women, husbands, mothers, brothers, sisters, sons and daughters. Some music about war delves into this darker, more personal side of armed conflict. We're going to listen today to works by two different composers, Ray Fun Williams and the American composer Jeffrey Van, that set the text of Walt Whitman. These two works are Fun Williams' Dona Nobis Pacem and Jeffrey Van's A Procession Winding Around Me. Both works set poems from Drum Taps, a collection Whitman published just after the Civil War. Fun Williams' attraction to Whitman's poetry should come as no surprise, because the two were kindred spirits in a couple of ways. When Whitman received word that his brother had been injured in the Civil War, he traveled to the front to find him. Once there, he remained active as a volunteer in field hospitals. Fun Williams enlisted in the Army Medical Corps during World War I at the age of 42 and spent time on the front as an ambulance driver. He witnessed the terrible devastation at the Third Battle of Ypres, one that took the lives of many hundreds of thousands of soldiers. Before World War I, Fun Williams had already set Whitman's words in Toward the Unknown Region and the Sea Symphony, and he supposedly carried a copy of Leaves of Grass with him on the battlefield. It seems that Fun Williams saw in Whitman's poetry a beautiful blend of a more universal humanistic spirit and an immediacy that captured the horror of warfare. The first two movements of Fun Williams' Dona Nobis Pacem capture these two different sides of war. Fun Williams' second wife, Ursula, noted in her biography that although he was an atheist as early as his undergrad years, he, quote, later drifted into a cheerful agnosticism, though he was never a professing Christian. He opens his cantata with words from the Agnus Dei of the Latin Mass. It has a spirit of shared English sacred tradition. A soprano soloist, who only ever sings in the Latin language of this higher, more ethereal plane, begins, Agnus Dei qui tollis peccata mundi, Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, Dona Nobis Pacem, grant us peace. She, with the choir and orchestra, keep repeating this plea, sometimes forcefully, sometimes tenderly, creating, on the whole, a corporate sense of yearning. With the second movement, though, Fun Williams depicts the more intimate, immediate side of war, as surely as it was felt in England during the First World War. Both Fun Williams and Jeffrey Van set Whitman's Beat, Beat, Drums, a vivid depiction of war's ravaging effects on people in all walks of life. The music amplifies the poetry's machine-like alliterative vigor. I think Fun Williams makes his point most effectively when, or perhaps because, the choir gets pummeled in the bombast. The frantic cries and whispers of villagers amidst a blitz are no match for sirens and shells. Van Williams moves directly from the first movement into the second, with ominous advancing horn calls ushering in the impending catastrophe. Let's hear these first two movements of Van Williams' Dona Nobis Pacem, as performed by the Bach Choir, the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, and David Hill, conductor.
It's God's love.
This is Sounds Choral, and I'm your host, Ryan Brando. Today we're listening to two settings of the poetry of Walt Whitman, Raphine Williams' Dona Nobis Pacem and Geoffrey Vann's A Procession Winding Around Me. Geoffrey Vann, for his piece, chooses two poems that aren't present in von Williams' Dona Nobis. Their titles are By the Bivouac's Fitful Flame and Look Down, Fair Moon. They invoke the melancholy of a lonely soldier thinking, quote, of life and death, of the home and the past and loved, and of those who are far away, end quote. The soldier also thinks of those nearer to him, quote, faces ghastly, swollen, purple. He implores the moon to pour softly down night's nimbus floods. Vann's scoring for chamber choir and a single guitar beautifully, hauntingly evokes the feeling of a group of soldiers strumming around the campsite. Let's listen to these two movements, By the Bivouac's Fitful Flame and Look Down, Fair Moon, from Geoffrey Vann's A Procession Winding Around Me, as performed by Seraphic Fire under Patrick Quigley.
By the bivouac's
We just heard two movements from Jeffrey Vann's A Procession Winding Around Me, performed by Patrick Quigley and Seraphic Fire. We're listening today to Raphan Williams Dunleavy's Pachem and Jeffrey Vann's A Procession Winding Around Me. I think the most profound moments in Vann Williams' work are those inspired by Whitman's most intimate images. Both of these men bounced around in the rickety ambulances that they drove, mired in the fetid squalor of primitive field hospitals, came face to face with the victims of warfare in their most agonized physical state. Stripped of their weaponry, denuded of the protection of their military uniforms, surely Vann Williams understood Whitman's empathy for the wounded, which he expressed in one of his notebooks. He wrote, "Every one of these cots has its history. Every case is a tragic poem, an epic, a romance, a pensive and absorbing book, if only it were written." In the baritone solo in the third movement of the Vann Williams, and in the men's chorus in the last movement of the Vann, we hear these words, Whitman's retelling of the harrowing tales he must have heard alongside such cots. He grasps and encapsulates the profundity of a soldier telling him about the moment when he bent down to his fallen enemy, touched his face, and understood, a man divine as myself is dead. Both Vann Williams and Vann capture another beautiful image in Whitman's poem. The poem begins, "Beautiful that war and all its deeds of carnage must in time be utterly lost. That the hands of the sisters, death and night, incessantly, softly wash again and ever again this soiled world." So let's hear Whitman's poem, Reconciliation. First, we'll hear Reconciliation from Raphan Williams' Dunleavy's Pachem, performed by David Hill, the Bach Choir, and the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. And then we'll hear Reconciliation as scored by Jeffrey Vann, performed by Seraphic Fire and Patrick Quigley.
As myself is dead. I look where he lies, white-faced, Coffee.
You just heard Walt Whitman's poem, Reconciliation, as set by two composers, Rayfun Williams and Jeffrey Van. We're listening today to Van Williams' Dona Nobis Pacem and Jeffrey Van's A Procession Winding Around Me. Van Williams composed music for another of Whitman's poems, Dirge for Two Veterans, back in 1914. Later on, he decided to incorporate it into the Dona Nobis as the movement to follow reconciliation. His decision to incorporate this pre-existing piece gives you the sense that he wanted to foster peace and reconciliation through his music. In the years surrounding the Dona Nobis Pacem, he composed his 4th, 5th, and 6th symphonies. His 4th, which premiered 2 years before the Dona Nobis, shocked London audiences at its premiere. It was eruptive, bellicose, and was full of martial music. But when asked about the meaning of his 4th symphony, Van Williams just said, it's about F minor. But with his Dona Nobis, he makes a more explicit statement. To make a more explicit plea for peace, Van Williams embarked on a unique project of bringing together an anthology of texts from wide-ranging sources, including Whitman, the Agnus Dei, and the Bible. And he set them to music of varying styles, creating, on the whole, a really powerful musical textual collage. This was more concise and intense than anything he was able to do in the symphonic genre. He was able to show us in big ways and in small ways the way that warfare disrupts. Let's hear the next movement now, the 4th movement, the Dirge for Two Veterans. This is David Hill conducting the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra and the Bach Choir. Thank you. Von Williams chooses to end on a more universal note, just as he began. In the final two movements, the baritone begins, "O man, greatly beloved, fear not." In the sixth and final movement, the strings give us this otherworldly, peaceful introduction. The music just slides around itself in E-flat major. Once the chorus comes in, they deliver a series of quotes that Von Williams himself pulled from the Bible that outline his vision for a time when, quote, "Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation." The movement keeps building through different keys and different tempi till it culminates in a triumphant setting of "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men." It ends when the chorus settles on a warm, radiant chord of C major on the word "Pacem." It provides resolution to the harmonic unease of the first movement and thematic resolution to the entire work. The last thing that we hear is the lone voice of the soprano. She lingers into stillness on a single word and that most hopeful idea, peace. Though the poems and the music that we listen to today have historical associations with specific times of war, the Civil War, where the poetry came from, and in Von Williams' case, World War I and World War II, in between which he wrote Dona Nobis Pacem, they're able in a more general way, I think, to implicate our communal responsibility for warfare and the individual impact that it can have. Sometimes the pieces revel in triumph. Sometimes they grapple with tragedy. But they invite a reflection germane, I think, to all times, and especially times of conflict, past, present, and future. In that sense, we can never hear too much of this music. Thank you for joining me today. Sounds Choral is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. I'm your host, Ryan Brando. You can listen to any recent Sounds Choral program by going to our website, wwfm.org, and clicking on Classical and Webcasts. You can also support programming like this with a donation and membership at our website. Thanks so much for listening. Sounds Choral is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and wwfm.org. Let's hear these last two movements of Von Williams' Dona Nobis Pacem. This is David Hill, the Bournemouth Symphony, and the Bach Choir.
Strength.